Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Michael Cox back on the show. Michael has been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 10 years. He's a former chief economist at the Dallas Fed, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Worked for our good friend Bob McTeer for many years. He currently, though, is the founding director of the Center for Global Markets and Freedom at Cox School of Business, Southern Methodist University. He's also CEO of Michael Cox & Associates. More importantly, he's our good friend Mike Cox. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Michael. I'm proud of the work you've been doing. I've seen you make your transition from the Fed over to academia and just flourish there. I'm really proud of what you guys have done there. One of the things you've been doing is you've been studying the movement of people and assets inside of the four walls of the United States, haven't you?
That's right. For the past 6 years or so, America has been undergoing the greatest migration ever as a matter of record inside our border. We may have moved more during the Oklahoma gold rush, but I doubt it. People are moving. They're packing up, and they're going from one state to another, voting with their feet, so to speak, trying to find states which have what they like and get away from the ones that they don't.
Well, we got states like California, which is basically Greece. We got states
California,
like
right.
We got
California,
states like New York. We got states like New York, which is basically France. And, people, even people who at one point in time liked that kind of stuff, after a while, you know, it starts getting old, doesn't it?
And you got states like Texas, which are basically like Switzerland in the sense that they're very successful.
Right,
and
right.
Yes. Right. The most mobile people inside America are not the folks seeking welfare. In fact, the most mobile people, of course, are the ones who will pick up and say and leave their take their family for better off, move to a state where they can get better opportunity, be self-reliant, self-dependent, get a job. They're the people who believe in themselves and their ability to make something happen, and they move. The number one migration that's going on in America is from California to Texas. The number two is from New York to Florida.
Well, now, New York to Florida has been going on a long time.
Yeah,
and before California's moved to Texas, they moved to Colorado.
Right. And California is going to send some of those people to Colorado, I think, these days, too. I believe you need to get your marijuana smokers moving from California to Colorado.
And here's what's interesting, Mike. It has not only affected economics, it's affected politics, where Colorado was at one point in time a solid red state.
That's right.
It is now mostly becoming a blue state. And I believe it's because of the American immigrants. What do you think?
Well, it's happening in Texas the way around then, okay, because we're becoming a solid red state.
Yeah.
And it is because we're getting those hardworking California immigrants who have a business. They're just, you know, Jerry Brown did us a huge favor recently. He raised the highest marginal income tax rate in California to 13.3%.
Right.
And he lowered the amount on which that taxable rate applies from $1,250,000. So you got regular doctors now, small business owners, who can prosper in Texas, but they get killed in California.
Right.
But
Texas can't hold everybody. What are some other what are some other destinations?
Well, North Carolina is a destination.
It's also becoming blue.
But Texas, but just back up a minute, Texas can hold an awful lot of people. I mean, you've got, this is an absolutely huge state. And Florida is another one.
Florida's a no-tax state.
Yeah.
Tennessee's a no-tax state. That could be a good place for folks to go to.
That's right. Now you're bringing up people have these theories about what causes folks to move. Mm-hmm. So we listen to everybody talk about the reasons that folks move. And we came up with a whole bunch of variables that, in fact, don't matter despite what you think.
Right.
But six variables which do matter and six variables which together are able to explain two-thirds of all the migration that's happening inside America.
Mm-hmm.
That number one variable was the tax rate, the income, highest marginal income tax rate in a state.
When I do, I do a report with Ray Keating, the chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and he does an index of the states. I've forgotten the name of the index, and Ray, forgive me, because I should know this as many times as I've done it. But he rates the states by their how friendly they are to entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And the top 10 are all low tax states, and they're the places where the economies are flourishing and entrepreneurship is flourishing, and the other places are like New York and California and Massachusetts and New Jersey and Detroit and Michigan, places like that. Michael Cox, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.